You know what day it is, Robert?
Saturday.
And do you know what that means?
Long day.
But also?
Fishing report.
The place-by-place fishing report. At least for now.
Right.
You know, when we get to the beginning of the next year, I'm going to be doing some classes on Saturday mornings. So that's going to require us to alter our schedule, I think, with how we do these reports.
Yay.
What do you think? You think we should do them on Friday? Or you want to do them on Sunday? Or we could just do them at the end of the day on Saturday, at the end of your long, long day.
We'll figure it out.
You look so excited.
It's like anything else.
Oh, well.
Just bleed that turnip dry.
Anyhow. This place-by-place fishing report features me, Captain Josh Olive, sitting over here typing the things that that guy over there, Robert Lukowitz, the head turnip over here at Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle, is going to be talking about.
Yay.
Robert?
Yes, sir.
You ready to get this thing started?
Yep.
All right.
Skip
it begins.
The first three spots.
All right. We'll skip the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek. We'll skip the Darst Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area. And you want to skip the US 41 Bridges Live Oak Point Park area also?
I got one report there. It was mangrove snapper, and they were small.
Oh, my. Well, at least that's one report.
Well, the weather's been wonky this whole week. You've had some morning thunderstorms. You've had some afternoon thunderstorms. You've had a couple that were lingering around off and on all day. Been some very good hopscotched reports.
Okay.
It happens.
Well, that brings us to the Lashley Seawall.
Nothing there. Not that there's nothing there, but no report from there.
All right. So you want me to skip the first four, really, is what you want me to do.
And Bayshore.
And skip the Bayshore Pier?
Yep.
Holy moly, what's going on here? The Port Charlotte Beach Pier. You got something there?
Small mangrove snapper, a few small snook. And a couple of black drum were caught right there by the boat ramp. And they were bigger black drum.
Okay.
And then people seeing a lot of little juvenile tarpon rolling around there in the old basin at sunset. But nobody hooking them. Just looking at them.
What would you throw to try to catch them?
A freshwater shiner.
A freshwater shiner. Mm-hmm. The Port Charlotte brackish and saltwater canals.
Let's see. Sand bream. An occasional black drum. Some very small peanut snook. And in a couple different canals, some reports of hooked up tarpon. And then in a lot of canals, people seeing the tarpon.
Okay.
The hooked up tarpon were hooked on shrimp, pinfish, and paddle tails in all different areas.
But not shiners.
Nope. One guy bought shiners, but I never heard back from him.
Okay.
Sometimes it's hard to get people to break from their routines.
I agree. Actually, it's always hard to get people to break from their routine.
Plus, when you tell them it's 1 to 5 minutes of shiner life, they kind of scoff at that. But when they throw a shrimp in there, it's like 1 minute to 5 minutes anyway.
Right.
But significantly cheaper.
The Elgin Pier closed due to fire damage. Myack River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Got nothing from
no
there.
No reports there either. Mm-hmm. This is going to be a fast one, Robert. The South Gulf Cove canals.
The guy hooked one snook while trolling in and out of there to go out fishing in the harbor.
Okay.
That's the only report I got.
Great. Huh? The West Wall. Tell me you got something for the West Wall.
Yes. The okay. Lower the Lower West Wall. Quite a few redfish under the bushes and in the mouths of the creeks. And they're assorted sizes from 16 inches all the way up to the biggest one I heard of was about 29 inches. But one guy caught like 12 of them, all using cut ladyfish. Another gentleman said he caught like 6 throwing paddle tails and just kind of dead sticking them and slowly jigging them back, working them real slow.
Okay.
His buddy had 0 luck on spoons, which surprises me because usually spoons work very well this time of year.
Okay, but how was he working the spoon and was he throwing it in the right spot in the first place?
He said he was following the other guy's kind of suit. He was casting up underneath there and jigging them back fairly slowly, but he was still working it too fast, probably.
Probably. But he was at least getting it to where it needed to get to. Okay. Well, I see that a lot with spoons and people who are trying hard to control where those spoons go, and they get with the skip, but they don't skip it to where it needs to get to because they're afraid that it's going to hook the mangrove roots or whatever.
Yeah.
Which it does every now and then.
It absolutely does.
And if it doesn't, you weren't getting it close enough.
Yep. That's a true story.
You sound quiet. Adjust your microphone a little bit there.
Is that better?
No, now you're too loud.
Okay.
Fix it. Fix it. Fix it. Fix
better?
It. That's probably better.
Okay.
Don't breathe into it.
Easier said than done.
Just stop breathing.
I know.
I don't know. Did you see that report that said some mammals, it turns out they can breathe through their butts?
Nope.
Let me see if I can find that.
You know, that's a really interesting topic.
Yes, there it is. A recent study published in Med found that some mammals can breathe through their intestines via their anuses. Researchers used a method called EVA to deliver oxygen gas or liquid to the rectums of rats, mice, and pigs who were deprived of oxygen. The oxygen was absorbed by the intestines and circulated to the rest of the body, allowing the animals to survive longer in hypoxic conditions.
Okay.
There you go.
That's
breathing
weird.
Breathing through your butt.
That's a little strange.
The Cape Hayes Bar.
Nothing.
Robert.
Well,
when you say nothing, no reports or nothing?
No reports.
Okay. I gotta have something to say since we don't have any reports to talk about.
Well,
Turtle and Bull Bay.
A lot of redfish up underneath the bushes around some of the oyster bars and sand holes. And there's been a couple of loose schools swimming around in them. And then there's also been...
How are you finding sand holes in there, by the way, with the water so black dark?
Guys know where they're at.
So if you don't know where the sand holes are, you can just randomly cast, I guess.
Yeah, basically.
All right, redfish.
A lot of little snook. A few very small trout. And I mean small, like 12 inches and under.
I'm going to call those baby.
Very baby.
Baby trouts.
And that's about it.
Okay. The Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
Spanish mackerel on the incoming tide. And that is it. Yeah, I take that back. A couple sharks, too. A guy did catch a lemon shark at the Danger Reef area. And hooked a bull shark that he figured was about 6 foot long. But it did break his leader off.
So he can figure it was however big he wants to figure.
No, he said he got it up to the boat 3 times.
Oh, okay. Gasparilla Sound.
That's probably the fishier of the area. There's Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, and a few bigger trout out in that 4 to 8 feet of water. And then up along the shoreline, it's a lot of redfish and quite a few snook. And the redfish are assorted sizes there again, from 16 inches to 30 inches. There was one school that moved through there between sandfly and Kale Palau. And the guy managed to catch 3 fish out of it before they disappeared. And they were all like right at 28 or 30 inches, something like that.
Okay.
But he was perfectly happy catching those.
Who wouldn't be? Especially considering the rest of this report.
Well, this is the time of year.
I know.
I'm sure September last year looked a whole lot, not a whole lot different.
Listen, none of that means that I can't mock you for it.
I know.
So, it's part of the entertainment value.
That's what best friends are for. Just keep to up. Break stones.
Try to keep up. Okay. That brings us to Placida. Not just the pier, but also the trestle itself and the Coral Creek Pier and Gasparilla Pass.
Spanish mackerel on that incoming tide. Which, it's been a good one the last several days of that moon.
Mm-hmm.
Heard of a couple pompano being caught right there along the trestle. And then some very small mangrove snapper.
Also around the trestle?
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. Lemon Bay. Lemon Bay.
Redfish. Under the docks and out on the flats. And a lot of small snook. A couple of guys did say from the Inglewood Fishing Club they've seen a couple of bigger snook around their dock lights when the tide's coming in because they got more visibility. And one of the guys did say that he saw what he thinks was like a breeding size redfish. He said it was 30 plus inches.
Okay. I could buy that.
Said it wasn't very tall, so that's why he was thinking it was a redfish and not a black drum.
All right. Were you done?
That was it.
Oh, okay. The Anger Pier.
Got nothing there.
No reports.
No reports.
Let's go offshore.
I did send a couple there yesterday, though, because they thought they were going to go here to the beach complex and knock them out. And I said, yeah, you might want to change your mind on that.
Probably. The Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing, trolling, reefs, wrecks, etc.
Some barracudas on just about every reef out there. There's also been a lot of, you know, with the closure of Gag Grouper, a handful of guys went out to go red snapper fishing this weekend, but I have no real good reports. But mangrove snapper, lane snapper, handful of grunts in 50 feet of water to 70 feet of water. So most of those guys are staying 15 to 20 miles out. And they are seeing a few schools of bonita blitzing out there. But no real confirmed reports of tuna or anything else like that.
Okay. And the mackerel?
A lot of Spanish mackerel from basically the passes all the way out to about 10 miles.
No kings yet?
Nope. I think we're still another month away from that.
Just asking the question, brother.
I know.
Because I heard somebody think it.
Yeah. Well, those guys hooked a few out there way offshore, 50, 60 miles out, that were chasing red snapper. But those fish are out there year-round. That's where you have to go for that kind of, for some of those species.
Yes. Okay. The Venice Jetties and Venice Pier.
Some snook at night. There's still a few assortment of tarpon there from juveniles to adults. And then the Spanish mackerel have been moving in there on the incoming tide. And a handful of whiting and a couple of pompano.
I like that.
Yeah. Didn't hear of any small snapper or sheep's head or any oddities like that. Just those basics.
Where are our mangrove snapper?
Majority of them are still offshore. Starting to work their way back. Usually this is the full moon that starts to push the first-time breeders back in, but your bigger fish, your, you know, 15 and 16 inches, they stay out there. They usually don't come back.
So we'll see some keeper size.
Yeah.
Fish moving back in.
12 to 14 inches, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Punarasa.
We got black nose, sharp nose, lemons, bulls, a handful of tarpon, And then some redfish. And then he also caught a bunch of trout up to 21 inches, and he was between Ponarasa and St. James City all through that whole area and up to Redfish Pass. He kind of covered some ground over the course of his 2 days of fishing out there in his kayak.
Okay. Redfish Pass.
Refer back to Ponarasa Pass. That's the only report I got, was him fishing right there from Ponarasa to Redfish to St. James.
Gotcha. Captiva Pass.
Captiva Pass. Got some tarpon around there. A lot of snook. A few whiting and a couple of pompano. And, of course, the Spanish on that same incoming tide.
How fishy would you say it is down here?
Pretty fishy. Right. I think it'd be worth the boat ride because the water's just a little cleaner and you got a lot of healthy grass all around it.
Kind of what I was thinking. You get into that time frame where the whole harbor is brown.
Right.
And a lot of those fish just don't want to deal with it, so where are they going to go?
Clearer, cleaner water.
And Pine Island Sound is right there.
Yes, it is.
Boca Grande Pass.
Just the Spanish mackerel and the incoming tide is all I've heard about.
Okay. But Spanish mackerel is not tarpon, and this is world famous for tarpon.
I have not heard of any tarpon in there at all this week.
Mm.
Tarpon are elsewhere and not there.
Did anyone explain the situation to them?
No.
About where they should be?
No, they know exactly where they're supposed to be.
Alright, surf fishing.
And the pass is not that time of year.
Surf fishing. Sanibel to Venice.
Fishing the beaches?
Somewhere on the beach.
Oh, let's see. I'm getting mixed reports literally from Venice to Boca Grande. Whiting, snook, Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, and some trout.
I didn't write any of that down.
Why not?
I was having keyboard difficulties. Whiting.
Whiting. Snook.
Snook.
Spanish mackerel. And trout. And an occasional pompano.
Okay. I wrote those things down now.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, would you say it's fishy out here also?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be my personal bet if I was going to go fishing today without a boat. Definitely be the beaches.
Okay.
We've just had the most consistent activity.
Okay. I can work with that. How about Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay?
I've got no reports from down there.
How about Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo and Patricio, not the passes?
Redfish underneath the bushes, along with a lot of little snook. One guy did catch a couple of pup grouper down there, too, gags. And then there's also been a handful of trout, mostly on the smaller side, but a few bigger ones out there in that 4 to 8 feet of water. Find some of those deeper sand holes. I do not understand what that is.
Well, if it helps, here's another one of a completely different thickness.
That makes no sense to me, but okay.
It's parts for something.
Okay.
Figured you would know, they're over here on this desk.
Nope, not my desk.
All right. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Some Spanish mackerel on the incoming tide. Been a couple of small snook and a couple of redfish caught off of there.
Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Ooh. Well, there's one big school of redfish down there closer towards Two Pines. You just got to be the first one there or go there late in the afternoon when nobody else is there, because if you're not the first one there, he's going to sit there for 3 or 4 hours horning them pretty good. And then there are a few snook along the bushes. And then a few pompano on the top of the bar and the outside of the bar there. And they're not consistent, but if they're there, you should do well.
All right, describe on top of the bar.
2 to 3 feet of water. And you got that big sandbar that parallels the shoreline about, what, half a mile out from the shore? Quarter mile, anyway.
And you are literally getting up on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
In that 2 to 3 feet of water.
And just fan casting every direction around you.
Both sides.
Oh, yeah.
Outside, inside, upside, downside.
Yep. Just cast methodically in a 360 and work it fairly well.
What do you like? Soft plastic, spoon, jig?
The pompano jigs are the best thing, and then shrimp also have been working good on a jig head. Yeah, be able to cast it a fair distance and work it pretty slow, hopping it across all those areas.
Okay.
Pretty much it.
The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Oh, well, let's see, some juvenile tarpon. And then redfish have been over there, but not as abundant as they have on the west wall. And the snook have been kind of eh.
How do you spell that?
Eh?
Yeah.
Oh. Starts with an E.
I'm going to put meh.
Meh.
Because I can spell meh.
Okay. Or Masamenos.
I thought that we invented meh at my house.
Yeah?
Because we had a cat that would say that. Meh. Meh.
Nope, I think it was a 1-year-old, like...
Yeah. Then I started hearing it other places, and I was 2000
2,000 years ago.
I thought we invented that. We didn't invent that.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, Skating Rink.
Nothing.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Some snook. And some very, very, very small mangrove snapper.
How many berries did you say? Is that two or three?
Yeah, put three, because they've all been very 6 to 8 inches.
Well, see, that's not very, very, very small.
That's pretty very small.
It's small, but I would say like that 3 to 4 inches is very, very, very small. Okay. I think this really only qualifies as two berries.
Okay.
And maybe it's just so. One.
You're the keyboard master.
The Punta Gorda Isles canals and Punta Gorda in general.
Black drum and small snook and some juvenile tarpon being seen but not caught. And then there was a couple of sandbrim caught over there by the in the bird section.
And if you don't know where the bird section is or what that refers to, then you don't live in PGI.
Right.
All right. The Gilchrist Pier.
I got nothing.
Okay. Alligator Creek Reef.
Nothing.
All right. The 20-foot holes.
On the lower 20-foot holes, like around the Pirate Harbor hole,
uh-huh,
and Burnt Store area, incoming tide, Spanish mackerel, and tarpon. And the tarpon have been in some of the other holes, but they've been, seems to be like they're from Pirate Harbor down to Cape Hayes over towards Burnt Store and Two Pines is where the majority of them, but they're still scattered all over that area. They aren't concentrated hardly at all.
Okay. How's the catfish bite?
Been pretty consistent there. There's also been some bull sharks in that 4 to 6 foot range in all those holes, but mostly down there where those tarpon and Spanish mackerel are hanging.
Okay. The bait fish reports.
Tough.
Now here's the thing, okay? We're hearing about tons of bait moving in from offshore.
Mm-hmm.
And out there off the beaches and moving up into the harbor. And people are looking at that report and saying, but why can't I just go catch that bait and use that bait for fishing?
Because it won't make it up here on this end of the harbor. And that's where they want to come with it.
And also,
it's too small. It's way too small.
A ton of 2-inch bait out there.
Yes. There's a whole bunch of that out there. But no. Just way too small.
And the white bait?
Tiny, tiny. Just tiny. That one you can put tiny, tiny, tiny.
Tiny, tiny, tiny. All right, so that's what our Spanish mackerel are following and feeding.
Yes.
And it's just too little.
Yeah. I would not waste the time on it. There is some pinfish out there, but they're still pretty small and very scattered.
All right, so there's no reasonable place to go look for whitebait.
Out along the beaches, probably, but that's still been hit or miss. I wouldn't bother with it.
I know you wouldn't, and I probably wouldn't either, but, you know, some people...
Most people.
...are addicted to that live bait.
I know.
Have a hard time fishing without it, so...
Well, some they gotta can't have it, fish man. Without it.
They gotta have it.
How many charters I've had people call in, I'm looking for a charter today, mine canceled, he couldn't find bait. I mean, he can't catch fish without white bait? I guess, I don't know. You mind throwing shrimp? No? Okay, I got a captain for you.
The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, and bathtubs.
Very slow. They're catching the bass mostly on shiners. The soft plastic frogs have been working okay in the early morning and the evenings. But the biggest bass I've heard of so far is like 2 pounds.
Oh.
Very small stuff. But I haven't heard of any bluegill or cichlids or anything like that this week. One guy did come in last night and buy 10 dozen minnows, but...
You can buy those on Hope?
Yeah.
And the tarpon reports.
Okay. The red one isn't going to help. We need the second one.
I didn't even open up the tarpon map based on your general attitude about everything lately. So, do I need to do a tarpon map?
It's tough, man.
Because, listen, I'll do one if it makes sense.
It doesn't. I mean, if you want to do white polka dots all over the Pirate Harbor hole, burnt store to Cape Hayes, that's pretty much the only places that I'm hearing of them. And they're guys are catching them, but it's like they're fishing all day for one fish. The best day I've heard of literally this week is 2 fish out of 4 fish hooked. But I know other guys that didn't even get a hit. Saw plenty of fish, but it's one here, half a mile away, another one, quarter mile the other direction, another 3. They're just, even with the bait right in front of their face, they're just being fickle right now. And I'm going to guess it's because of the moon is part of it, but 10 days ago, the moon had nothing to do with it, or not much to do with it.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll change if we get this second moon.
Maybe. You know, we saw them in there feeding and free jumping and doing their whole thing. They're definitely out there, and they're definitely eating. There's no question about that. It's just that I don't think they were eating the ladyfish.
I think they were eating
yeah, that little teeny tiny bait. And how are you possibly going to attempt to... I mean, it would be like, how do you bait a humpback whale? You know, he goes through, he opens his mouth, he eats 500 little sardines. You know, how are you going to tempt him with a bait? He doesn't care. There's no artificial that you can throw that's going to make sense to this fish right now.
Exactly.
You know? They're slurping up those mouthfuls of 2-inch bait, and it just makes it really tough to go out there and actually catch anything.
Yes, it does.
Now, when they get tired of slurping that little bait and they start eating the ladyfish more consistently, then now we got a thing, you know? But
yes.
For right now, yeah.
They're just going to make you crazier.
Difficult. If I really wanted to do it, though, I still would go out there and hang a ladyfish.
So would I.
Or a soft plastic that kind of looks like the ladyfish. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I wouldn't have my hopes up.
No.
Personally, based on everything we've talked about here, I don't see a whole lot of reason to go tarpon fishing right now. I really feel a little bit more excited about redfish. So, you know?
Yep.
Why bang your head against a wall when you can go out there and do something that's probably going to be fun and productive?
Exactly.
So, unless you're one of those people who likes banging their heads against a wall, in which case, you know, do it.
Yeah.
We're not here to tell you what to do. You know, we're just here to give you the information. That's all. What you do with it is up to you.
Yeah, I'll bang my head against the wall.
And I know what most of y'all do with this information. You sit on the couch.
I'm going to go after the redfish. Or the tarpon, I'm sorry.
That's fine. You do whatever you want to do.
I just suck at bush fishing.
I get it.
Just terrible.
I get it. That is probably because of your limited vision.
Yeah.
That is a legitimate thing, though. For most people, it's just I don't want to take the time to learn how to be a better caster. Wah.
Right.
So, if you're legally blind, then go tarpon and shark fishing. Okay? But I think the rest of us, redfish just sounds like a better
plan. Or hire a Sherpa that will cast for you.
A Sherpa. Casting Sherpa. That'd be a cool Craigslist ad.
Right.
Wanted. Casting Sherpa.
Yeah.
You think they would have a clue what the hell you were talking about?
Probably not.
I don't think so either. Mm-mm. All right.
1 out of 50 people that just listened to this said, I know what that is.
This report is rapidly devolving into meaninglessness.
It is.
So it's probably time for it to be over. Just say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.